Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to depart from our usual schedule because, well, I get so many emails that it's very hard to answer them. So I think I'll answer them all at once in this hour. And so once again, in this hour, I'll be answering some choice emails that I get. And also, in the meantime, you may want to check out my website to find out what I do. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And, well, on Facebook, I'm also on Facebook. We have over 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. My latest bestseller is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. As a profession, I work on something called string theory, which we think, but cannot yet prove, is perhaps the theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. An equation perhaps no more than 1 inch long that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. Well, find out more about this exciting journey by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. You realize that Nobel Prize winners have split on the question of string theory, which is what I do for a living. Some Nobel Prize winners say that it's a wild goose chase, that it's premature to complete Einstein's dream of a theory of everything. Other physicists say, no, this is it. We just need a bigger particle accelerator to test the theory, but this is it, folks. We'll find out what all the controversy and excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, I get so many emails. Let's just take a few of them and try to answer them. One question I often get is about the coronavirus. Is it a hoax? Where did it come from? What do we do about it? What's the future of the coronavirus? Well, first of all, if evolution kicks in, evolution, of course, is survival of the fittest. And so the coronavirus basically has to compete against itself, against other versions of itself. And so the Omicron virus is actually rather interesting because, first of all, it's more infectious than the Delta or the Alpha, which, of course, is what you expect. If evolution works, it's survival of the fittest. And the fittest is the virus which can infect the most victims. But you see, you don't want to increase lethality too much, because if this new version of the virus is very contagious and kills a lot of people as a consequence, eventually it runs out of victims, and that's counterproductive. So think of the flu virus. The flu virus is highly contagious because, of course, it competes with other versions of the flu virus. But the flu virus does not necessarily want to kill you, because then it has no more victims to replenish its supply. So in other words, if, and this is a huge if the coronavirus goes the way of other viruses, it means that it could become as infectious as the common cold. In fact, you just sneeze and you spread the cold around. But it won't necessarily kill you because it wants to spread. In other words, instead of a pandemic, it becomes an endemic. So that's the hope. However, of course, evolution is by chance. Random mutations kick in. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen next? But if the virus follows the script, It means that every generation of the virus will be slightly more infectious than the previous one, but won't be as lethal because, of course, if you spread the virus everywhere and it kills everybody, then there's nobody else to infect. And then the question is, well, where did it come from anyway? Well, the short answer is we don't know. We think it came from bats. The horseshoe bat has a genetic profile very similar to the coronavirus. But, well, where did it come from? From China? Well, originally they thought it came from Wuhan, the city which had a food market which specialized in, well, exotic foods, like different kinds of bats and snakes and what have you. But then it turns out that no, that was a false alarm. It turns out that, well, we don't know for sure, but some people are saying, now, wait a minute, why Wuhan? Why this virus? If this virus came from horseshoe bats are found hundreds of miles away from Wuhan. So where did these bats come from? Some people think that these bats were imported. This is not provable. Imported into Wuhan, because that's where we have not one, but two laboratories that experiment with lethal viruses. And so some people think that these viruses were actually, quote, weaponized, unquote. This is a process that is done by doctors to find out how far you can push a certain virus by, quote, weaponizing it. And maybe, just maybe, it escaped from the laboratory. In other words, there's so many coincidences. Why the horseshoe bat, found hundreds of miles away, all of a sudden being found in Hunan? Why do we have not one but two institutes which specialize in these kinds of diseases? And next, we find out that these laboratories have gain of function research, which means they're, quote, weaponized, unquote. So what's the conclusion is? I don't know. However, the organization that does know is the Chinese government, and they are tight-lipped about the whole thing. But what it does mean, there's a larger lesson here. And the lesson is that, well, 60% or so of all diseases originally come from animals. That's right. Think of the flu, for example. Where did the flu come from? Well, we know the answer because we've taken apart the genes for the flu, atom for atom, and we know that the flu basically comes from birds. That's right, aquatic birds. And in China and throughout Asia, there's something called polyfarming. Polyfarming is where farmers live in close proximity to pigs and birds. Well, the pigs eat the bird droppings, humans eat the pigs, and the DNA of birds, pigs, and humans mixes to give you, voila, the flu virus. And you can see that. You can see that by taking apart the genes of the flu virus. And so we know that over 60% or so of diseases come from the animal kingdom, and they're not going away, which means that there's going to be another pandemic in the future. So we don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe once every several decades, maybe once every 100 years, but it will happen again. And fortunately, we've learned some lessons, I hope, from this virus. The next time it happens, hopefully we'll be better prepared. And then I get another question about outer space. The Webb Space Telescope is now in position. It's based about 1 million miles from the planet Earth. And we hope to get gorgeous photographs from the Webb Space Telescope, which will answer some of the deepest secrets about our universe. First of all, the Hubble Space Telescope made history. The Hubble Space Telescope gave us an insight into some of the most spectacular events in the universe. But there was a problem with the Hubble, and that is it could not see into the infrared range. Well, I'll say a few things about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters in the radio station or website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to get on over 100 radio stations and the internet which carry Science Fantastic, then give us a call. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from. And here is your chance to ask that question. Make that comment about this great universe of ours that you've always wanted to make, but never had the chance. Well, anyway, we have a $10 billion telescope up in the heavens, a million miles from the planet Earth. And it's just beginning now to take photographs of this great universe of ours. And what will it do? First of all, the thing is gigantic. It's bigger than an 18-wheeler truck. And it's one of the biggest mirrors ever put into outer space. It has seven times the light-gathering power of the Hubble Space Telescope. And the Hubble had a problem. It could not see through dust clouds very well. Of course, seeing through dust clouds is hard for any telescope, but the Webb telescope has infrared sensors which should hopefully peer into these dust clouds. For example, the center of our galaxy is in the direction of Sagittarius, the constellation. By rights, every night, you should see a fireball, a huge fireball, bigger, brighter than the moon, rising up every night. That's the center of the Milky Way galaxy. There's a black hole dead center, weighing 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun. But tonight, if you go outside and look in the direction of Sagittarius, what do you see? Nothing. There's a bunch of scattered stars. Nothing. Why? Dust clouds. Dust clouds obscure the disk of the Milky Way galaxy. And that's why we don't see this fantastic light show every night. Well, the Webb telescope can penetrate some of that. And we hope to get glorious photographs of planets. Planets going around other stars. Now, this is a dream. When you take an astronomy course when you're in school, you learn about Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and you say to yourself, is that it? Is that it? Is that all there is? Well, that's all we can photograph. But now, the Webb has the ability to perhaps photograph some of these other exoplanets orbiting other stars. That is amazing. Who would have thought that astronomy books of the future would have not just pictures of Mars and Jupiter, but pictures of other planets going around other stars in the universe? Sort of like something you expect from a Star Wars movie. So the Webb telescope will also look into the heart of black holes, neutron stars, the center of the galaxy, and hopefully answer many of the questions about our universe. For example, what is the universe made of? Now that's an embarrassing question. The Greeks asked that 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years later, we still don't know what the universe is made of. Most people would say, well, I thought it was atoms, right? Nope. It turns out that atoms, the atoms that we know and love, make up 4%, just 4% of the known universe. So what's the rest of the universe made of? Well, 73% of the universe is made out of dark energy. 23% is made out of dark matter. And dark matter is invisible matter, and we are clueless to figure out what dark matter is. If I held dark matter in your hand, because it has no electric charge, it's invisible, and it would sift right through your fingers. It would penetrate right through your fingers as if your fingers were not there. This powder would then hit the floor and just keep on going. Keep on going past the core of the Earth all the way to China. In China, it would then reverse direction, come back through the core of the Earth, back to New York City, and oscillate. It would oscillate. Excuse me. So dark matter would oscillate between New York City and China. That's how mysterious dark matter is. And the whole Webb telescope, we hope, will give us photographs of the images of dark matter. In the same way that glass distorts light, that's how you know that glass is there. You don't bump into glass because you can see the distortion of light. Same thing with dark matter. It's invisible, but we'll be able to see the distortion of light as it goes through glass. So anyway, the point I'm raising is there's a whole new universe out there, that the universe is not basically made out of atoms. We are the oddballs. That's right. We're the exception to the rule. The rule is most of the universe is dark. And we'll find out perhaps why with the Webb Space Telescope. And speaking about outer space, we had a mini disaster in outer space just last week. Elon Musk is sending up mini satellites in outer space to create an internet for the entire planet Earth, a planetary internet. He launched 49 of these satellites in one shot, but 40 of them, 40 out of 49, hit a disaster, a giant solar flare. A giant solar flare from the sun came barreling down and hit the satellites, destroying 40 out of 49 of them. Now, ultimately, Elon Musk wants to put thousands of these satellites into orbit, but that's a problem. In other words, we have weather reports talking about hurricanes and snowstorms. In the future, we'll have to have space reports because there's a weather in outer space. The weather in outer space is determined by the sun. And when we have solar flares like this, it could really cause a lot of damage. Now, the next question is, how much damage? How much damage can you get from a giant solar flare? Well, we know the answer to that. In 1849, at the very beginning of the electric age, when all we had were telegraph wires, in 1849, there was a gigantic solar flare that came out of the sun called the Carrington event. And the solar flare was so gigantic, it created a huge aurora borealis around the planet Earth, as seen from Cuba, China, Japan, South America, Mexico. Can you imagine that? There you are in Cuba, you look up in the sky, and the sky seems to be on fire. It outshined the moon. That's how bright this solar flare was. Now, if this solar flare were to hit today or tomorrow, it would really ruin your day. A solar flare of that magnitude, capable of knocking out telegraph wires way back then, today would knock out our satellites, endanger our astronauts, cause short circuits in power lines, cause blackouts, the internet would go down, television, radio would go down, and eventually food stocks would run out, food riots would start, the police would be paralyzed because thousands of emergencies take place, rescue crews would be paralyzed because they are also paralyzed. In other words, property damage would be on the level of $2 trillion, as estimated by physicists. $2 trillion in case of another Carrington event. So in other words, if the sun has a temper tantrum, watch out. But you see, these temper tantrums have been going on for millions of years. We never noticed them. Why? Because we didn't have any electronics millions of years ago. Well, now we do have electronics. And now we do have to worry about these gigantic solar flares right in our own backyard. Now, by the way, the next question is, when is the next gigantic solar flare going to hit? Well, we don't know. We just know that at some point it will hit, but we don't know when. But what we did do was go to the North Pole and South Pole, dig into the poles to extract ice, ice cores, when it snowed thousands of years ago. And from that, look for evidence. Look for evidence in the ice of a gigantic solar flare in the sky. Well, we did that, and the results of that I'll talk about after the break. Once again, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump had classified government records at his Florida residence. The National Archives and Records Administration informed a congressional panel Friday, saying it was in communication with the Justice Department on the matter. A funding bill is preventing the government from partially shutting down for at least a few weeks. President Biden signing the bill that funds operations through March 11th. The original deadline to fund the government was Friday. Lawmakers now on both sides of the aisle also working on a long-term spending bill as well. Lawmakers are mourning the loss of one of their own.
Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn has died at the age of 59. His wife Jennifer made the announcement on Facebook Friday. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the incredible discoveries in science and technology. And if you want to be part of this great venture, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, and I ask you to go to my website if you want to find out more about Science Fantastic. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. We have over 5 million fans on Facebook, and get a copy of one of my 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, when we left off, we were talking about the Webb Space Telescope, also the dangers of giant solar flares from the sun. In the future, we're going to have weather reports from outer space, because a solar flare that hits the Earth can inflict a tremendous amount of damage, like what happened with the Carrington event. Now, physicists today, analyzing the reports of the Carrington event that were recorded by newspapers, realized that the property damage today would be $2 trillion. Think about it, $2 trillion. The internet would be down, satellites would be destroyed, power stations would short circuit. Eventually, there would be food riots because refrigeration units would go on the blink. No repair crews would come because the repair crews are also down. Food riots, people rioting in the streets. The police paralyzed, unable to communicate with each other. It would be a real mess. So that's why we physicists went to Congress and said, look, it's inevitable that at some point we'll have another Carrington event. Give us some money to reinforce power stations, create redundancies, create shielding for astronauts, shielding for power stations, a pittance. It would only cost a pittance to be prepared for the next Carrington event. What was the reaction we got? Well, they snickered, and they laughed, and they giggled, and showed us the door. So that's what happens when we physicists try to alert the public to the next potential danger. And speaking about danger, one question I often get is about, well, about robots, about artificial intelligence. Some people think that by 2045, the year 2045, the robots will take over. They'll be so smart, they'll be smarter than us. And they'll see us as an evolutionary dead end, and they'll take over. Well, not so fast. First of all, where does this number 2045 come from? If computer power expands exponentially, then, yeah, around that time, by mid-century, computers will begin to approach the processing speed of the human brain. But there's a problem. That's Moore's law that says that computer power doubles every 18 months. But Moore's law is slowing down. That's right, it's slowing down. We're beginning to reach the limit of what we can do with silicon technology. Which means that maybe that 2045 doomsday will not come or will be delayed as a consequence. Plus the fact that maybe Hollywood has brainwashed us into thinking that the robots are going to come tomorrow. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll talk about the question, are the robots coming? Are the Hollywood movies correct? Or are they just trying to scare the pants off us so that they can make some money? Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Stay tuned.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about your questions. That's right. I get a lot of emails, and so rather than answer each one individually, it's better just to spend a whole hour to answer a lot of the emails that I get. So one email I get is the question of robots. Are they going to take over just like in the Terminator series? Well, let's put things into proper perspective. Let's compare our most advanced robots to an animal. That's right. Let's compare our most advanced military robots to an animal. How smart would they be? Think of it. An animal compared to a robot. Well, you may be surprised to find out that our military-grade robots have the intelligence of a cockroach, a stupid cockroach, a lobotomized stupid cockroach. You realize that if you take a cockroach and put it in the forest, it could scurry around, find shelter, find food, find mates. It would be perfectly comfortable in the forest. You take our most advanced military robot and you put it in the forest. What would it do? Trip over, fall down, and it couldn't even get up again. That's how primitive our robots are. They could barely walk. On Mars, for example, we put Mars rovers because they're on treads. That's about the limit of what we can do so far with artificial intelligence. However, let's not be naive. Even though Moore's Law is slowing down, and we're not going to see robots take over in the year 2045, robots are going to get smarter. Not exponentially smart, necessarily, but they will get smarter. Eventually, they'll be as smart as a mouse. Then as smart as a rat. Then as smart as a dog or a cat. And finally, maybe by the end of the century, who knows for sure, maybe as smart as a monkey. At that point, they are potentially dangerous. Why? Because monkeys are self-aware. They know they are monkeys. They know they're not human. Now, dogs, on the other hand, dogs are confused. You see, dogs think that We are a dog. That's why they obey us. We're the top dog. They're the underdog. They think we're a dog, just like them. And that's why it's better to adopt a dog when they're little, because when they're older, they begin to figure things out. But the point I'm raising is self-awareness. Our robots do not have self-awareness. Our robots do not even know they are robots. They do not even know that they are a machine rather than made out of flesh and blood. And that's why I say we have a long ways to go before the robots take over. Now, what happens maybe 100 years from now when the robots are that smart? Well, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off automatically if they start to have murderous thoughts. But you may say to yourself, well, wait a minute, that's 100 years from now. What about 200, 300 years from now? Won't they be so smart they'll remove that chip that prevents them from hurting us and become totally self-aware? I mean, won't they be so smart that they can go around any fail-safe system that we humans can devise? Well, yeah, but I think at that point, and that's way in the future now, I think at that point we may think about merging with them. That's right, why not wake up in the morning as Superman or Superwoman? Why not have supernatural powers of mental and physical abilities? Why not live out your dreams as a superhero? So in other words, augmentation, enhancement may be the ultimate direction for artificial intelligence. Well, I don't know, but we're talking about something that could happen centuries in the future, but it's not happening overnight. You realize that our most advanced computers, you give them instructions, they can just barely walk across the room. They are that dumb. Now, that doesn't mean that they're not going to get smarter in the future. It just means that at the present time, they are pathetic. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The number is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and hey, join us on national radio.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. I'm answering questions that I get on email. And if you want to get on the show, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Go to my website and go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. Well, one series of questions I sometimes get is, what are some of the big advances in medical science? What are some of the things that really knock you over with regards to the future of medicine? Well, one thing to keep track of is something called liquid biopsies. In other words, you can get a blood test, and the doctor will say you're perfectly healthy, and then a few years later, you come down with cancer. And you say to yourself, now wait a minute, didn't the doctor just say I was perfectly healthy? Yeah, but you realize the blood tests cannot pick up cancers that well until now. Now liquid biopsies are going to be hitting commercial enterprises so that with a simple blood test, you'll be able to detect 50 different kinds of cancers. It turns out that in the blood, you'll find individual cancer cells, cancer enzymes, cancer proteins, cancer genes, things that were too difficult to see with our instruments until now. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has now approved or is in the process of approving these different kinds of therapies. So wouldn't you like to have advance warning ahead of time that cancer is growing in your body? Or if cancer is already growing in your body, wouldn't you like to know how things are going with regards to chemotherapy and other kinds of therapies? So this is something to watch very carefully. In fact, liquid biopsies are so accurate, sometimes they give you false positives because it picks up cancer that is basically harmless. That is stable. It's not going to kill you. That's how good these tests are, that it will actually detect not just ordinary cancers that can kill you, but cancers that are actually relatively benign. But anyway, watch for it. Liquid biopsies. And also concerning cancer research, immunotherapy is beginning to come into its own now. Immunotherapy is you take cells from the body, like white blood cells, arm them so that they can detect cancer cells, and then inject them back into the human body. That's right, the human body has a hard time distinguishing cancer cells, because cancer cells are ordinary cells that go bad. As a consequence, they masquerade as healthy cells. That's why cancer is so difficult to detect. But with immunotherapy, we take blood from your body, take out the white corpuscles, arm them so that they can recognize cancer, and then put them back into the body. And that has been shown to be successful for certain kinds of fatal cancers that were hopeless. Think about that. Some people were told their cancer is hopelessly malignant, and they were cured. They were cured with immunotherapy, which is, of course, still in its infancy. So watch for it. Cancers that evade the usual regimen of chemotherapy, surgery, and radiation might be controlled by a new form of therapy called immunotherapy. And then something new on the Alzheimer's front. Some people think that Alzheimer's disease is going to be the disease of the century because people are getting older. By the time you're in your 80s, a large fraction of people in their 80s come down with Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is linked to amyloid proteins that gum up the brain. But we now realize that there are at least two kinds of amyloid protein. One protein found in the brain of people with Alzheimer's is associated with cognitive decline and hallucinations and things like that. But there's another kind of amyloid protein that is perfectly harmless. And so some people begin to realize now that there are two kinds of amyloid proteins which gum up the brain. One, not so bad. The other one will eventually kill you. What's the difference? Handedness. Proteins are very complicated. They curl up left-handed or right-handed. That's right, two kinds of protein, identical in every way, except one is the mirror image of the other. So this is what scientists found. If there are two kinds of amyloid protein, this may explain why some people are totally healthy into their 90s, but when an autopsy is done, they find that their brain is all gummed up. But gummed up with the good Alzheimer's protein, not the bad one. And so scientists are beginning to realize that amyloid proteins come in two types. One type will kill you. The other type is harmless. And maybe that's the reason why we missed it. That's the reason why we were missing what is truly at work here. This is called the protein folding problem. What is a protein? A protein is a long chain of amino acids on a string. But the string curls up. This is called protein folding. Curls up so that it can do its magic powers inside the human body. But there are two ways of curling up for some of these proteins. It can curl up clockwise, or it can curl up counterclockwise. Before, we thought that it was harmless, no big deal. But now we realize that one of the handedness of Alzheimer's could eventually kill you. If this is true, then maybe one day we'll be able to find drugs that can knock out one of the bad amyloid proteins and perhaps, just perhaps, cure the disease of the century. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time. This is Dr. Michio Kaku. Join us every week for a discussion of science, fantastic science, on Science Fantastic. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what all the excitement is about. Or go to my Facebook site. We have 5 million fans on Facebook. So once again, every week, join us on Science Fantastic.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
www.MilitaryMD.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.